Penguin Audio presents Relic Master, The Lost Heiress by Catherine Fisher. Read by Dan Bittner. The strain on his arms was agony. Clutching the rope, he hauled himself up, hand over hand, gripping with aching knees and ankles. "Hurry up!" The Sequoia leaned precariously from the tower ledge above, its seven fingers stretching for him. Behind it, the Maker wall glimmered in the light of the moons. Raffi gave one last desperate pull, flung his hand up, and grabbed. A hard grip clenched on his. He was dragged onto the ledge and clung there, gasping and soaked with sweat. "Not bad," the creature purred in his ear. "Now look down." Below them, the night was black. Somewhere at the tower's smooth base, Galen was waiting, a shadow with a hooked face of moonlight staring up. Even from here, Raffi could feel his tension.
"Now what?"
"The window." Delicately, the Sequoia put its long hand out and wriggled it through the smashed, patched pane. A latch clicked. The casement creaked softly open. The creature's fur tickled Raffi as it whispered,
"In you go."
Raffi nodded. Silently, he swung his feet and slithered over the sill, standing in the still room. In the moonlight, he sent a sense line out, feeling at once the tangled dreams of the man in the bed, the sleeping bodyguards outside the door, and then, as he groped for it, the bright mind echo of the relic, the familiar blue box. It was somewhere near the bed. He pointed. The Sequoia nodded, its yellow eyes catching the light. Raffi began to cross the room. He knew there was no one.